news. But we'll move on for our Greta, eh? Our place of love.
There's a whole people gluing themselves to...
Well, that's what I'm going to go on to. Hey, I tell you something, right? This is the most ironic thing in regard of Insulate Britain. We'll talk about that aspect of it. So did you see the last one where it says Insulate Britain? And then behind it, they actually kept a lorry of insulation of wall.
I didn't see that.
Have a look. There's a massive lorry behind them going insulation. I'm just thinking, well, if that's not free advertising, I don't know what is, you know.
But these people, they're nut jobs, absolutely nutters. I've seen them interviewed and they walk off stage because the conversation isn't going their way. They're radicals, very radical people.
Oh, this is going to be a tough one for me to defend, but I'll try my best. So, right. Well, I'm going to get a describe in, say, Britain in regard of another... If there was in any kind of there might be, again, classified as a suffragette. Now, I know people are going to roll their eyes and everything when I say that, but the point is, again, when I was talking about that before, the suffragettes used to glue themselves and things like that to think, you know, aspects of it. And some MPs actually says, well, you've got, there was actually a discussion about deporting suffragettes because, you know, they thought there was lunatics at the time. And, or, you know, you should just leave them and let them get on with it. Now, there's discussions about when the Insulate Britain actually was gluing themselves and there was ambulances trying to get by them and there was going, you know, are you going to... But yeah, there's been no reported case of actually anyone dying because, you know, they've been blocking major roads and everything. And whilst with people going, well, why don't you go to oil fields and everything and stuff? And, you know, why are you going to attacking the normal citizen, you know, we haven't done anything. It's because you're trying to raise awareness. And again, like I was saying beforehand, doing strategies that are easily ignored. So you go into the shell garage, it's not affecting you. You just ignore them because they're not in your face. So whilst it is very, very, very inconvenient of your part of your day to be, you know, ignored up in Sleep Britain, I tell you something, you will remember that cause, you know. Remember, what was it? Extinction Rebellion?
They're part of the same group.
Yeah, well, do you know, they did an oil field with two Olympians last week and that hardly got any news coverage. But it's all about getting on the news, isn't it? Let's be honest. That's all it is.
But if you look at the people who are doing this, right, they're crazies. I mean, they are the far left, predominantly. They are middle...
All far left? You don't know they're all far left. You're presuming that they are.
Well, they are middle class. Generally, they're quite older as well for some reason, who are gluing themselves. And you know what I say? If you glue yourself to the road and an ambulance is stuck and somebody dies, they should go to prison for 10 years.
Well, people said that. I tell you, my counter to that is it's a whole big, massive thing of people getting annoyed because of that. I tell you what they don't get annoyed at, though. They don't get annoyed when Insulate Britain aren't there. And, you know, I believe 2 weeks ago, there was a patient that died outside the hospital because they was too busy inside and they had no beds. We don't get annoyed about the constant underfunding of this government to the NHS. We're more bothered about people gluing themselves. We should be more bothered about them kind of budget restrictions.
Well, that's a fair comment, but that's another discussion, isn't it? You know, we could talk about that, or we could talk about these people.
I think it all goes in together, Sean. I really do. Because we do get really annoyed about what the media perceives. Oh, look at these idiots gluing themselves, you know, because the climate. And it gets you wild up and it gets you triggered, you know, these vegan-eating leftites, you know. And yet, it's just covering. It's covering other aspects of it. Remember the petrol discussion, you know, a couple of weeks ago? There weren't enough petrol and people was following, you know, tankers around and things. And it's all under the same umbrella to me. It's all just a mask for the terrible job this government's done. You know, and Insulate Britain is what, whilst again, it's, I don't agree with a lot of the tactics. I think some of them, but again, you have to do these kind of tactics to get, you know, the outcome that you want, really is. Yeah. And in 30, 40 years, would we go, we're sympathetic to that cause now because they actually did something for us, you know? But, and a lot of people would risk 5 to 10 years in prison if they get looked at as a hero, essentially, or get their cause. I don't know. It's a very tricky one. It really is. You know,
it's not tricky. It's clear cut, Jay. It's clear cut. These people are causing disruption purposely. They should be arrested. It's civil disobedience. There's people died in the ambulances on their way. You don't know what traffic's coming that way. They don't care. They don't concentrate on the people.
Nobody's died yet on the way. Nobody's currently died on the way to hospital because of them. That's what I'm saying. It's been it's a bit of a weird one, right? In regard of when you glue yourself to, you know, a property or a cause, and you know you're doing the harm of the police and the emergency services. However, you've got a good cause, but you're doing bad things for it. You know, it's a hard description to do for someone like myself, you know, because they've done the quite nice protests. They don't work. I mean, what would work, Shawnee, in your opinion?
Well, you know, they want to insulate Britain. Great. Who's going to pay for that? Where's the money coming from for all these things that they want to do? You know, it's very easy to say we need to do this, and yes, we do need to insulate Britain. I don't think most people would disagree that we don't. It's just that where is the money coming from to do all these things that they want to do?
Well, I think they want to tax, again, this is assuming, but it's not about that. It's about raising money for, you know, their cause, isn't it? So when I say that, it's about taxing billionaires and all these other companies, and, you know, they've got money to do all left, right and centres, and green energy, and, you know.
Well, you said before that they're far left, you know, they're the crazies. Well, you can't really disagree with that, because they're not voting Conservative, let's be honest with you.
Well, they're not voting Labour either. They're going for the Green Party, I'm presuming, you know.
Green Party, Lib Dem, SNP, you know, I guess then people speak to them. But it's a big divide, isn't it, in the country? You know, you've got more than half the country that lean towards Boris. And then the rest is kind of split down. Liberals are always split.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be very hard for them to get in power, because it's not. I mean, look at Labour as well. I mean, we won't go too far off this subject because, again, we're going on a massive tangent. But you know, about the left being united at all, because the left are split into so many different groups. And what we missed the other day was talk about, you know, groups like Momentum. And, you know, like I was saying, they're all kind of the same basis of Momentum, Extinction Rebellion, you know, Enslaved Britain, the far, far left. And when you're arguing that people aren't too extreme, you know, you're not extreme enough to be in the left, it gets ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they can't unite, and they won't. And I'm going to go totally against my own argument here. But when we're talking about insulate Britain, we're talking about things that need to be done. However, I do think it is a minority as well. You know, I believe that nursing homes are probably more of a priority, and sorting our NHS out.
Yeah, I mean, how we treat the elderly is disgusting in this country. You know, we take their property off them to pay for the care, and there's no solutions to that. But again, we're going off on another tangent, aren't we?
So, insulate Britain, and not just that, other activity. Other groups of this nature, I mean, do you just put them in prison? Are we just, you know, there's got to be a way of compromise, of doing things that you want to be addressed, but not too radical. Because again, they've done the marches. You saw that marches, politicians don't care about marches, let's be honest. They're just someone walking. That's it. It's not, you know, it's not massive inconvenience. It's not going to get your constituents annoyed, is it? You know,
a million people marched against the Iraq war in 2003. A million people in England marched.
They don't care.
Nothing happened. It carried on. You know, it's. I don't know what works really. What changes things? It's hard, isn't it?
So, but when you're gluing yourself in things and it brings attention, it works. It works. The more extreme you are.
Really, but what have they achieved though? How has anything been insulated in Britain through this action?
Well, it brought the conversation. Even the fact that we're talking about it now, we definitely wouldn't have talked about it prior. The fact of, you know, even Greta is probably a bit too right wing for these guys. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to call them crazy because that's what they want me to do. I want them to say they've got a good cause, but it's a way of how to do things. And whilst I understand, you know, doing the things that they've done before hasn't worked, so they have to amp it up. They really do. But, you know, I really don't know what the answer is, but I really wish that they did. You know, putting a demand of lists on, isn't that just blackmail?
Well, it is blackmail. You know, they think they've got the power by doing these protests, but it's cost, you know, who's talking about the cost of this as well? I mean, in Hertfordshire, the protest costs police 58,000. 58,000. You know, that's a lot. That's taxpayers' money that could go towards insulating Britain.
Well, but the thing is, the money's not going to it, and that's why they're obviously, you know, outraged from it. I get the point. I get what they're doing, but I don't get what they're doing. It's like, you know, it's like you want to cross the road, but you're going to break your own ankle doing it. You know, it's so weird.
There's an article in the Evening Standard, and it's by your mate, Andy Burnham.
Oh, I love him.
The Manchester mayor. And he says, he comes up with a really good point, interesting, and he goes, cop are out of touch, but so are Insulate Britain.
Yeah, I agree.
And I would agree with that, actually.
It is. It's they're both, and I think that is a very good point there. And that is literally where I am now. It's why I keep also stuttering in this, because I'm so torn beside this issue of going, whilst they're not effective enough, you know, in one aspect, they're really not doing a good job, you know, cop. But however, in say Britain, they're so out of touch also.
But is there not an argument to say, you know, everyone's saying cops are failure, cops are... Give it chance. Let's see what comes from it. It's early days with it. You know, at least give it a little bit of a chance and not go down the road of, oh, well, it's never worked in the past. Who knows? Be optimistic, it might work this time. They're discussing climate, and that is that's a really good thing.
What about if it doesn't work, then what?
Well, swearing in the street isn't going to help anyone, so that's not going to happen. We've got to keep talking to each other and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I agree with blah, 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 because that actually changes governments, changes laws.
But it hasn't, so that's the point, though. It hasn't, currently, you know, at the moment.
But does that mean to say it never will?
Well, unless if someone's going to point it out, then it won't, I think. But again, it's these people just preach. I get what you're saying in regard to the preaching aspect of it, yeah. It's too much. But I work 8, 9, sometimes 10 hours a day. The last thing I want to do is come home and get literally rollicked saying I'm a piece of crap, you know, and I should be doing more, you know, and every time I have a shower or a bath, you know, I'm killing a little tiny penguin or something. You ruined my childhood. And, you know, but also at the same time, I do care, but I don't care enough to get rocked out and preached at non-stop, you know. It's infuriating. The more you try to force someone to drink from a cup, the more they're going to reject it, aren't they? Let's be honest.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay, a vegan, a liberal, and Greta Thunberg walk into a bar.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody leaves.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. You stole Mike Bacardi.
She's going to be so divisive, isn't she, for the rest of her life. You either agree with her or you don't, basically.
I don't think you have to agree. I know what you're saying, but the thing is, right, it's Greta Thunberg. is she climate change? No, she's not. Do I agree? See, that's the issue, because it's like going, if you don't like Greta Thunberg, then you don't like climate change, and that's not the point.
That's not true, is it?
But however, people are perceived to do that, because if you like Greta Thunberg, then you've got to be vegan. If you like vegan, then, you know, then you're far less. That's not true. Well, again, that's perceived vision of it, isn't it?
You know, Greta, but why is she dominating the argument? It's not the about media.
Media is the media, and you know it is.
Knew that
before you asked the question. You knew, because they are obsessed with getting somebody, of going, oh, she's got flaws, so let's put her up on this. You know, she's a kid and she's telling us, all us old people, what to do, and she's got no right to do it. And, you know, hey, look, if you're an oil company, she's probably the best person you want talking against you, isn't she?
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, perfect.
You know, because the fact is, you know, if you're like going, hey, look, remember when you used to work 12 hours a day down the, you know, coal mine, and you've got this little, you know, pompous little girl telling you what to do? How dare she?
Do you know what? The best thing to do with Greta Thunberg, 10 years in jail.
Wow. Why? Why?
Just because I feel like it.
It's all right, she's out.
Make him more right wing.
Oh, mate, that'd be the opposite effect of what you'd want, Shawnee. I'm telling you now, that'd be totally the opposite effect. There'd be more people classing her as a martyr than ever before.
That's right, isn't it? I mean, there's an example of that, isn't there, with Julian Assange, who's in prison currently, because America wants to extradite him, don't they?
Yeah, and he's classed as a martyr. Can I just point out as well, right? We'll cover Julian Assange, but that guy's a prick. I'm sorry, he is, right? He colluded, he got all these people to give him all this money, right? And then literally robbed them all for his bail money. He went, you know, he knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to, you know, seek asylum in Ecuador's embassy. And the way he treated that place was disgusting, hence why they kicked him out. It was disgusting how he treated that place, you know, like his own personal hotel.
Yeah.
And there's so many stories of, you know, especially these people giving secrets, who were forcing them to give them over, you know, essentially emotionally blackmailing them and blackmailing them actually as well. We'll go on to him.
I mean, just to finish on Julian Assange, what happened was, the reason was why he got kicked out and arrested, obviously, from the embassy, was because the actual the elections in Ecuador changed. And the president changed, and he didn't support his cause, and boom, he's out.
Yeah, and it all happens that quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So if he was smart, he would have done a plea.
Or done a runner.
Well, I don't know if they are trumped up charges or what against him, you know, but there's no... Well, I just don't know at that level. You really don't know. You know,
well, it's he, you know, he was part of the WikiLeaks, wasn't he, against America, and who rules the roost? It's America, isn't it?
Yeah, they could say you've raped someone when you haven't. They could accuse you of whatever. You
know? Yeah,
only he knows, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good discussion to have, I think.
Oh, 100%. I tell you what, we would like you to do, though, guys. On a serious note, is we would like for you to subscribe to the channel. Because, you know, Shawnee is literally doing all this work, and myself, obviously, and we would love for you just to subscribe. That's a comment down below as well, because the algorithms in regarding of YouTube, Anchor, other places like that, they work on comments, likes, shares, you know. So if you can sub, like, share, comment even, all that stuff for free, isn't it? You know, if you can do any of that for us, we'll be more than grateful.
Yeah, make sure you comment, and remember, 80% agree with me about Greta Thunberg, and only 20% agree with you. Let's see if the comments reflect that.
I'm telling you now, the comments will not. You're triggering me now.
I'm doing a Greta.
You're not, because you stole my childhood. No, I'm going to start doing that. But no, I'm telling you now that 80% agree of you would not agree. I'm telling you now, they won't.
Well, I've got a poll, and I can put the source.
Have you? Maybe it's a big poll. just closing this topic in regard to Vince Lee Britain. I mean, we'll call them far left group, shall we?
Now you're admitting it.
I'm not admitting it to that. It's the only thing I can really distinguish them at, though. I've got it into late Britain, but you know, I'm saying other groups to that left cause, you know, the extremist far left cause, and also the far right ones as well. Can I point out? You know, I do believe there should be legislation against them. You know,
you mean like the neo-Nazi groups and things like that?
Well, just everything in regard of if you do protests that are violent, you know, there should be repercussions to that, from shop owners to, I mean, how it makes me actually, when I think about it, in theory, but all they're doing is affecting businesses, you know, and it's not the big businesses that they're going after that get affected, it's the small ones.
It's always the small ones that suffer, yeah.
So, Shell don't care if you hold up their business. They've got so many billions and trillions in the bank.
They just offset it with tax, don't they? When they're that big.
No, exactly. However, you know, them small, tiny ones, you know, can't even afford to refund a florist order, you know. You're really going to hurt them. So they're really going against them. And like you're saying, in the news, it will portray them as, you know, all these people who've earned already their money. And this is their charity work in their eyes, that they don't need to, you know, go out and work, because that's how the media describe them as, isn't it? They don't need to go out and work. They can go out and protest all day. That's the people. It's not good representing that. But also saying that all the young people are doing this is just not true.
If you look at the Insulate Britain, it's mainly middle class to kind of upper class, older people who, I don't know how they get these causes, but you know, they're listening to people like Greta and they're getting scared.
Yeah, it is though, isn't it? It is a scare strategy and it's working.
It's propaganda. It really is propaganda, and it's quite hateful in a way, because it's the poor that always suffer with these things, with extra taxes, the green tax and things like that.
True. It is. It really is. I mean, have you got anything to add to Insulate Britain before we close this discussion?
10 years in jail.
Wow. 10. Just 10. That's 20 up to you, for Greta.
Well, there you go. 20 years, and then I'll reconsider.
Wow. But yeah, guys, thank you very much for listening. We're more than grateful for the support on the last podcast. I mean, it means the world, seriously. Like I was saying, we're on the march to 1,000. So seriously, thank you so much. It means a lot to myself and again to Shawnee. So again, please remember to comment below to say who's wrong and who's right. It's definitely me who's right. But yeah, take care from TNM Bull, and we'll see you on the next one.